From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, June 23rd. Coming up, we'll bring you a conversation about how East Central Illinois' Congolese community is reacting to President Trump's travel ban. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A heat advisory has been extended for central and southeast Illinois until Thursday evening. The National Weather Service in central Illinois says a heat dome will remain over our area. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says both temperatures and humidity will be intense for much of the week.
The first week of summer will bring a heat wave to the Midwest, with afternoon temperatures in the middle 90s combining with high humidity levels to make it feel more like 100 to 105 degrees across central Illinois. A heat advisory remains in effect for Champaign County and surrounding portions of central Illinois through Thursday evening, though afternoon high temperatures may climb into the 90s through the weekend. Overnight lows will only fall into the middle to upper 70s, making it difficult to cool off without the aid of air conditioning. Limit strenuous outdoor activity to the morning or late evening hours, and be sure to check on vulnerable people and pets nearby. Afternoon pop-up thunderstorms may bring locally heavy downpours this week, but significant rainfall or relief from the heat is not expected from these brief summertime thunderstorms. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
You're advised to drink plenty of water, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. We have opened a hot weather resource center with safety information and a list of cooling centers at ipmnewsroom.org. President Donald Trump's announcement that the U.S. has bombed nuclear sites in Iran earned support from Illinois Republican Congress members and sharp criticism from a Democratic member. IPM News' Reginald Hardwick reports.
Mary Miller, the Republican Freedom Caucus member representing Illinois' 15th congressional district, wrote on X, formerly Twitter, that the strikes were, quote, a great victory for the United States. Another downstate Republican, 12th District Representative Mike Bost, wrote on X that he trusts Trump targeted Iran's nuclear program based on intelligence that said the country was within reach of developing nuclear weapons that could threaten American citizens and troops. GOP Congressman Darren LaHood, representing the 16th District, said the president and the U.S. have been clear, under no circumstances can Iran be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon. On the Democratic side, 2nd District Congresswoman Robin Kelly said, quote, President Trump's decision to bomb Iran will not lead to peace, but rather cause more violence, destruction, and conflict in the Middle East, end quote. She called on Trump to come to Congress for authorization of the use of military force. Reginald Hardwick, IPM News.
Senator Tammy Duckworth called President Trump's bombing of Iranian nuclear sites an illegal action that threatens to draw the U.S. into another Middle East war without congressional approval. The Illinois Democrat said in a statement on Saturday night that the administration should come before Congress immediately to seek authorization for any more action against Iran. Yesterday morning, Senator Dick Durbin said Trump's actions have put the U.S. on the brink of a wider war in the Middle East. Durbin also said Trump killed the Iran nuclear deal, which required mandatory inspections. Without the deal, Iran has been developing weapons-grade materials. A coalition of universities are responding to the Trump administration's efforts to cut research overhead costs by working with the administration. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Four federal agencies are trying to limit reimbursements for indirect research needs, like lab space, to 15%. Cohen Drogemeyer is a professor of atmospheric science at the University of Illinois. He says U of I usually gets about 23%, but it varies.
They run the spectrum, of course, from, say, work that really doesn't require any special laboratory facilities or whatever, all the way to human subjects, where you have not only specialized facilities, but you have specialized personnel and other different types of compliance requirements.
Judges have temporarily blocked the limitations on reimbursement this year. Drogemeyer is leading the effort to solve the issue in future fiscal years with a new formula. He says conversations with Congress have been positive, and they plan to pitch a final version by the end of June. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Still to come, we'll bring you a conversation about how East Central Illinois' Congolese community is reacting to President Trump's travel ban. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny and hot with a high of 93 degrees. High humidity will make it feel like 100 to 105 degrees with a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 76 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 94 degrees. High humidity will make it feel like 100 to 105 degrees with a southwest wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 75 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high of 95 degrees and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour.
The 21st Show is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, culture, books, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then join us every weekday on The 21st Show.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Earlier this month, President Trump signed an executive order to ban foreign nationals from 12 countries from entering the U.S., claiming the restrictions are for national security purposes. The list mirrors the travel ban he enacted in his first term, but it also includes a handful of new countries, including the Republic of Congo. The ban is hitting close to home in Champaign-Urbana, where more than 6,000 Congolese people live. The vast majority come from a separate neighboring country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. IPM's May Antar spoke with Arjun Tucker about how this community is feeling in this moment.
All right, May, could you first start off by explaining why thousands of Congolese people have resettled in Champaign-Urbana and what prompted them to leave their country?
Well, in short, the community wants peace. There are multiple wars going on in the Democratic Republic of Congo, also known as the DRC. It's a country in West Africa that's a third of the size of the U.S., and French, Lingala, and Swahili are widely spoken there. These conflicts are occurring between various ethnic groups over materials that are used in the U.S. and much of the developed world.
What materials are we talking about?
Yeah, the DRC is home to some of the world's largest reserves of cobalt, copper, zinc, and other rare earth minerals used to produce advanced electronics like our laptops, smartphones, and televisions. China owns most of the mines for these minerals and is paying some ethnic groups in the DRC to promote their interests and fight other ethnic groups in the area. I spoke with John Matanda. He's the president of the Champaign County Congolese Community Organization and a French teacher at Yankee Ridge Elementary School. He says the violence makes life perilous in the DRC.
Kids are killed every day. They are raping women. I have video that I can show you. So they are killing young people every single day. Since that war started, more than 6 million people have been killed.
Matanda also told me that he has grave concerns because the United States closed the embassy in the DRC earlier this year following protests.
The embassy was closed for more than 4 months or so, and that was the first fear. Family was trying to do the petitions, and everything was blocked. Family was trying to travel to visit family, and it was impossible. So they supposed to pay for another plane to go to the country that our neighbor and fund the U.S. Embassy in order for them to get interview. That was our first, it was scary.
So with President Trump's travel ban, are people from the Democratic Republic of Congo banned from coming to the United States right now?
No, not at this time. The administration's ban impacts the DRC's neighboring country, the Republic of Congo, as well as a few other countries, Chad, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and others.
Members of the local Congolese community are here legally, but how have they been reacting to President Trump's crackdown on immigration and mass deportation campaign?
Yeah. Well, Matanda says some people have stayed home from work and avoided going out in public to other activities.
Some people were scared to go even to the party because they said that the YMCA, no, this year, the Cunningham Township, they did 3 times the event year where people should go there and just get the ID registration, car registration for free, and helping people. Those just came, they have the detention documents, they have all those papers, but they don't have the ID yet. So we did it here at Media Center by the post office behind the courthouse 3 times. So people were scared even to attend that event because they say it was a trap. They could go there and then get arrested.
The president says he wants to prevent foreigners who will create problems and harbor hostile attitudes towards the U.S. from entering the country. What does Mutanda think about that?
Well, I asked him what he would say to President Trump if he had the chance, and here's what he told me.
The United States of America is a blessed country because it was built by immigrants. That's why they call it the land of opportunity. I will ask the decision, if there is any decision maker, please, please, American is great because immigrants are in America. So let America be great. Let America be great again, as the president say.
That was IPM's Arjun Tucker and May Antar discussing how Champaign-Urbana's Congolese community is reacting to President Trump's travel ban and immigration enforcement. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Jim Meadows, Emily Hayes, May Antar, and Arjun Tucker. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.